You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hobby goblins. We're all looking a little bit dusty, a little bit worse for wear this morning.
Yeah. Good morning. Great.
Morning. I don't want to make it too much of a habit of this. It's been two in a row.
But it's the season. This isn't our usual way.
What's the season? What season are we in?
Award season.
Oh yeah, actually, yeah, true that.
Award season, and a goblin cannot resist an open bar.
Can I just say
a shiny trinket?
Exactly. We love a shiny trinket.
What an exceptional morning of breakfast radio.
Oh, thank you very much.
We woke up at 7 on the dot. We've been listening to the whole thing. And it's been really great.
Thanks.
Some beautiful coverage of last night's events.
Did you have a favourite performance last night?
I was absolutely sobbing during the whole Exploding Rainbow Orchestra.
Oh, yeah. Andy.
I don't think there was anyone in the room who wasn't sobbing. It was bloody beautiful.
My favourite band.
Yeah. Yes, everyone's new favourite band.
And Vera. I felt like it was for me specifically. Yeah. I know that Stephen Finn wasn't for me.
I think it might have been for Tom McLash.
I think it was for Don. Yeah. But gosh, man, absolutely beautiful.
There was.
Yeah.
Any faves for you?
Oh no, I'm the same.
Oh, yeah.
No. I mean, I was just blown away. Oh, I think the Juju Lips.
Oh yes. Draw on the floor
was incredible.
Yeah,
that was amazing. Sick.
It was so good. We could keep talking about the Scrolls, but we've got some cryptoid clay to get into this morning.
Yes.
Is it cryptoid or cryptid?
Cryptid.
Okay.
Yeah, I like cryptoid.
What's a cryptid? Remind us.
It's like a creature that may or may not exist. You know, it's the kind of like, imagine the blurry photo of Bigfoot.
Yes.
That is ultimate.
That's
cryptid. I'm doing the pose.
And it's really beautiful.
Yeah.
Like this. Yeah.
Okay, cryptids and clay. This was brought to us by a listener. Always when you text us your cool suggestions, chuck your name in it, because we want to be able to say, this was brought to us by blah, blah, blah. But at the moment, it's just unnamed listener, but we appreciate you nonetheless.
Yeah, and we can thank you or blame you.
For what is about to happen now.
No, I love clay.
I love,
this was mean. I think this has been one of my favourite
hobbies
so far. Favourite hobbies, yeah.
Great. Let's get stuck into it. What have you got for us there, Annabelle? Lift it up. Tell us about it.
I mean, I actually didn't even make this because I found this real fossil of a goblin's foot, a goblin's footprint. This is real.
How many toes are we working with here?
Four. They have four toes.
So if you can imagine like a plaster cast that people do of their like baby's feet when they're small and they put them in plaster of Paris and they're like, oh, look, remember when you were this cute and little?
Yeah, but this was real.
This is one that Annabelle's... allegedly found.
I found this in my back garden. Yeah.
Well, that's a likely place for a goblin to be.
Yeah.
There's a lot of detail on this. You've got some hairs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So what's that?
From their warts.
That is disgusting. Yeah, there's some really nice wart imprints. One on the giant big toe and one on the heel. We're working with four toes here. Is that how many toes a goblin has?
Yeah.
Evidently.
Oh, no, it varies, yeah. They can have four. Three or four?
Is it like a special variation or like familial variation?
I think it's sort of a sex variation, mm-hmm. but there's three official goblin genders.
I love that.
Yeah,
I love that for the goblins.
Look it up online. I'm spitting facts.
Spitting some facts. This is actually bloody impressive, I have to say.
Wow.
It's amazing cool. What you can find.
Not gonna lie, this is maybe one of the best things you've brought us, Annabelle.
Okay.
Wow.
Thank you.
Pretty
thank
strong.
You.
Callum,
thank
how you. Are you gonna top that?
Well. This is
oh my gosh.
Let me introduce you to a little known cryptid called the Loveland Frog.
Wait, the Loveland Frog?
Yes.
Uh-huh. He's got his phone up. He's ready to spit facts as well.
It's a great Wikipedia page worth a read.
Yeah.
So the Loveland Frog, or Loveland Frogman, is a legendary humanoid frog described as standing roughly 4 feet tall, spotted in Loveland, Ohio. Had various news sightings over the years. Basically, it's a humanoid frog.
4 feet tall is quite a big frog.
It's because it's half man.
Yeah, I see.
Apparently, So there was a 1972 incident that was quite famous, and then in 2016 it got back in the news.
Wow.
After a reported sighting, and
and was it the frogman? Was it the Loveland frog?
Well, no. Apparently, the person who had shot and killed the same creature in 1972
found another one.
Just identified that it was a large iguana that was missing its tail.
It took that long. It took decades to figure out that. Oh wait, no.
Hey. That's, doesn't mean it's disproven.
But so I've done a
this is gorgeous, Callum.
A little sculpture of the Loveland frog.
He's kind quite cute.
Sort of, would you call this, is that prone? I don't know. He looks dead, I would say.
Yeah,
I
think he does look a bit dead.
It's like you found a specimen.
I found the, yeah.
Can it come off that cardboard?
Oh,
can,
yeah, very delicate.
He's a bit wet still. What clay did you create this one out of, Callum? What's your medium?
I pulled the clay out of a mucky swamp. And,
nice.
And I bleached it white and then have strained all of the sediment out, but it's left a very fine air dry clay.
It's very beautiful. I don't know why, but I'm feeling compelled to stroke the frog this morning.
Absolutely, like, you should. It's actually for good luck.
It's his special magic Loveland frog we've got here. Yes. He's quite cute. He does look like he's deceased, but he does also look like he sort of died happy, you know?
He's kind of buff too.
Alright, it's time to get some scores on the door here, I reckon.
He's got a real Danny DeVito kind of figure.
Very powerful entries this morning. Mm-hmm. Possibly some of your best work, both of
you,
I would say.
Wow.
Quick, give us a pride. Where are you sitting out of five? Annabelle.
I'm at a three.
At a three. Callum?
I would also say a three.
That seems fair to both of you. Skill level, I'm actually going to give Callum a four today. That's an impressive frog. Mm. Annabelle's, goblin hunting skills are strong.
It's
created
okay.
This beautiful.
You can talk about it as a thing I've made.
Yeah, so Annabelle, the skill level I think is less. It's impressively nice though, so I'm going to give you a three this morning on that one. Creativity, both really strong. Goblin seems on brand, but I really like the way you've presented it. I like the layout, the box that you've put
it
in.
Little box.
Little wooden box is really good. So you're going to get a three for creativity today.
You.
And Callum, I've never heard of the Loveland frog before, so that's quite creative. So I'm giving you a 3.5 this morning.
Oh my god.
Goblin factor is very strong on both of them. Obviously, one is legitimately a goblin's footprint.
With hairs.
With hairs. That's pretty disgusting. That's pretty goblin. We're going to give you a 4 today for the goblin factor.
Thank you.
And we're going to give Callum, I think we're going to give you a 3 today for the goblin factor, just because the vibe is kind of wholesome with this guy, and that's not really what goblins are all about.
I'm so stressed with this.
All right, we're gonna count some scores up. Play a little bit of the B-52s. Rock Lobster.
Yeah.
Cryptid.
A cryptid. Yeah.
It's anybody's. It's anybody's game.
We're not sure if rock lobsters actually exist.
The text machine has really decided they don't want Callum's frog to be destroyed, but hey, this is not how the score system works. What are we working with? Scoremaster Stella.
All right, Annabelle, you're sitting on a hearty 13.
Wow. Oh, that's a good score for me.
Callum, 13.5.
Oh my god!
A 0.5 win for...
Tuesday. I demand a recount.
Absolutely not. A 0.5 win for the Loveland frog this morning. Callum's got a hammer in his hand.
I feel really terrible. I always forget this part of the show.
Traumatizing. All right, take us away. Smash up that goblin foot.
Destroy.
Let's go.
My
All right. Okay, get that mic in the right place. Everyone protect your eyes.
Oh, God.
Oh. Oh my god.
Get it out from the other side.
Wow. Oh, that's the wood. Yep, there's... Oh, wow, you've really put a hole through the middle. Where are this... Callum, are you okay? Do you need, like, a... Do you need to talk to someone right now?
Not anymore.
I'm feeling amazing!
Thank you very much, Annabelle and Callum. Commiserations on your goblin foot's destruction.
I'm okay. I'm okay.
Thank you for coming out of your goblin hovel to hang out with us this morning. We'll see you guys next time!
Yeah, sure.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.